study group that are reading almost the same history.
那最近有两组读经读经的组，我们都在读几乎相同的书。
We have a group reading Second Chronicle. They read chapter 19 last Friday.
那有一组他们在上一周读到历代之下第十九章。
Second King, chapter 19. Sorry.
列王记下第十九章。
And we have another group reading Book of Isaiah, chapter 36, this past Friday.
那还有一组在过去的周五，他们读到了以赛亚书三十六章。
You know, the chapter 36 of Isaiah is almost identical to 2 Kings chapter 18.
那你知道以赛亚书三十六章几乎与列王记下第十九章相同。
And so 36, 37 of Isaiah are almost identical to 2 Kings 18 and 19.
那以赛亚书三十六、三十七章几乎与列王记下的十八、十九章相同。
So we have two group of brothers and sisters reading the same history, this past 2 weeks.
所以在过去的两周，有不同的两组的弟兄姐妹在读同样的历史。
It is history of the king of Hezekiah.
是讲到西西家王的历史。
And this is about the Assyrian invasions during the reign of Hezekiah.
那就是讲到在西西家王做王的时候，亚述王的侵略。
And we know that this history is very significant in the eyes of prophets.
我们知道，在先知的眼中，这一段历史是非常的重要的。
Because if you read carefully the entire first 35 chapters of Book of Isaiah, the prophecy is centered around Assyrian invasions.
如果我们仔细来读以赛亚书前边三十五章的话，就会发现那预言的中心焦点就是讲到亚述的侵略。
It comes over and over again.
一次又一次的讲到这件事情。
And this centerpiece of the story is the chapter 36 of Isaiah and the second king of chapter 18.
那整个故事的中心就是以赛亚书三十六章以及列王记下十九章。
I think there is something very significant for all of us to learn.
我想有一些事情是非常重要的，让我们一同能够来思想。
Why is this story, this history, became the center of Isaiah's prophecies?
为什么这个故事、这段历史成为以赛亚预言的中心？
Therefore, this morning, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 36.
所以早上让我们一同来把圣经翻到以赛亚书三十六章。
We first read verse 1 through verse 9.
让我们先来读一到九节。
Isaiah chapter 36.
以赛亚书三十六章。
Verse 1 through verse 9.
第一到第九节。
Now, in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. And the king of Assyria sent Rishakah from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a large army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool on the highway of the fuller's field. Then Eliakim and the son of Hilkiah,who was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, Joab, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to him. And then Rabshakeh said to them, Say now to Hezekiah, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What is this confidence that you have? I say, Your counsel and strength for the war are only empty words. Now on whom do you rely?That you have rebelled against me. Behold, you rely on the staff of this crushed reed, even on Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh the king of Egypt to all who rely on him. But if you say to me, We trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, You shall worship before these altars. Now therefore, come make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders on them. How then can you repulse one official of the least of my master's servants and rely on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen.
以赛亚书三十六章一到九节，西西家王十四年，亚述王细拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取。亚述王从拉吉差遣拉伯沙基率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去，他就站在上池的水沟边，在漂布地的大路上。于是希勒家的儿子加宰以利亚敬并书记舍伯纳和亚萨的儿子史官约雅出来见拉伯沙基，拉伯沙基对他们说，你们去告诉西西家说，亚述大王如此说，你所倚靠的有什么可障碍的呢？你说有打仗的计谋和能力，我看不过是虚话，你到底倚靠谁才背叛我呢？看哪，你所倚靠的埃及是那压伤的伪杖，人若倚靠这杖，就必刺透他的手。埃及王法老向一切倚靠他的人也是这样。你若对我说，我们倚靠耶和华我们的神，西西家岂不是将神的丘坛和祭坛废去，且对犹大和耶路撒冷的人说，你们当在这坛前敬拜吗？现在你当把当头给我主亚述王，我给你2000匹马，看你这一面骑马的人够不够，若不然，怎能打败我主臣仆中最小的军长呢？你竟倚靠埃及的战车马兵吗？
Then we read 14 to 22nd.
我们再读14到22节。
Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.Do not listen to Hezekiah. For thus says the king of Assyria, make your peace with me, and come out to me, and eat each of his vine, and each of his fig trees, and drink each of the waters of his own cisterns, until I come, and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware!That Hezekiah does not mislead you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And when have they delivered Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of this land?Have delivered their land from my hand, that the Lord would deliver Jerusalem from my hand. But they were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, Do not answer him. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorders, came to Hezekiah.With her clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh.
14-22节，王如此说：你们不要被西西家欺哄了，因他不能拯救你们；也不要听西西家使你们倚靠耶和华说，耶和华必要拯救我们，这城必不交在亚述王的手中。不要听西西家的话，因亚述王如此说：你们要与我和好，出来投降我。个人就可以吃自己葡萄树和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水，等我来领你们到一个地方，与你们本地一样，就是有五谷和新酒之地，有粮食和葡萄园之地。你们要谨防，恐怕西西家劝导你们说，耶和华必拯救我们，列国的神有哪一个救他本国脱离亚述王的手呢？哈马和雅尔巴的神在哪里呢？西法瓦因的神在哪里呢？你们曾救撒玛利亚脱离他们曾救撒玛利亚脱离我的手吗？这些国的神有谁曾救自己的国脱离我的手呢？难道耶和华能救耶路撒冷脱离我的手吗？百姓静默不言，并不回答一句，因为王曾吩咐说不要回答他。当下希勒家的儿子加宰以利亚敬和书记舍伯纳并亚萨的儿子史官约雅都撕裂衣服来到西西家那里，将拉伯沙基的话告诉了他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are grateful to be able to come before your table.
父，我们何等感恩能够有这样的机会来到您的桌前。
Every time we come, we realize that how much you have loved us.
每当我们一同这样的聚集，我们都再来纪念您何等的爱我们。
Then we pray this morning as we sing the song we just sung.
让我们祷告，当我们早上一同来唱这样的诗歌的时候。
Not only that, we will say, "I love your kingdom" from our lips.
不仅让我们口中能够说我爱你国度。
Maybe that is the feeling in our heart.
也愿这成为我们心中的感觉。
We pray this morning that the zeal for your house can be found in each of us.
愿意早上你在我们每一个人的心中都能够找到向着你的家的火热。
May we see from this portion of scriptures and understand where the battle is.
当我们一同来读这样的圣经节的时候，愿意您让我们看到这征战在哪里。
We live in a very difficult time.
我们在一个非常困难的时间。
We're in a constant battle. We're on this earth.
我们在这地上常常有征战。
May this morning through your words that you reveal to us what the battle is.
愿早上见着您的话语，您能够向我们启示这征战究竟是什么。
Then you can raise more of us to prepare for this battle.
好叫您能够在我们当中兴起更多的人为着这征战而预备。
Then we realize how limited we are.
好叫我们能够看到我们是有何等的局限。
Therefore, we want to commit this time into your hands.
让我们能够把这时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. The verse 1 said, In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, attacked all the 45 cities of Judah and captured them.
第一节讲到，西西家王十四年，亚述王西拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取。
And there was a reason for this invasion.
这一次的侵略是有一个原因的。
The reason is that Hezekiah decided to rebel against the king of Assyria.
原因就是西西家决定要背叛亚述王。
Now when Hezekiah became the king of Judah, he was 25 years old.
当西西家做犹大王时，他只有25岁。
I want to remind all the young people who are above the age of 25 years.
那我想要来提醒在座超过25岁的年轻人。
You're not young anymore.
你不再是年轻的了。
Hezekiah was 25 years old.
西西家只有25岁。
When he started a big awakening during the time.
当他在那时兴起一个大的复兴的时候。
He caused a great revival for the time.
他就在那里兴起了一个大的复兴。
At the age of 25.
在25岁的时候。
So anyone here who is over 25 years old,
所以每一位在座超过25岁的
God can use you for the next awakening.
神能够使用你来兴起再一个复兴。
Do not look to others who are old, much older than you.
不要看向其他比你年长很多的人。
God may not use those who are too much older than you.
也许神不会用那些比你年长太多的。
In history, God often used those who are young.
事实上，他常常使用那些年轻的。
God used Daniel when he was young.
他使用了但以理，当他还是很年轻的时候。
God used David when he was very young.
神也使用大卫，当他还是很年轻的时候。
Now there's encouragement to the older people like me.
那些对于像我一样像弟兄一样的年长的人来说，是一个何等大的鼓励。
Because God used Moses when he was 80 years old.
因为神使用了摩西，当他已经是80岁的时候。
So it doesn't matter where we are in our ages.
所以无论我们是多大的年纪。
You know, from a little boy like Samuel.
好像一个像撒母耳一样的小男
孩。All the way to Moses 80 years of old.
直到像摩西一样80岁的老人。
I think we all somehow fit into that range.
我想我们总是被落在这一个范围之内。
Therefore, our Lord can use any one of us for awakening.
因此神能够使用我们每一个人来兴起一个大的复兴。
So don't overlook ourselves.
所以不要单单看我们自己。
Don't think that I'm young.
不要觉着我太年轻了。
Don't think that I only accept the Lord for a few years.
不要再等说等让神再等几年。
Hezekiah was 25 years of old.
西西家只有25岁。
And he decided to rebel against the king of Assyria.
他就决定要来背叛亚述王。
And he removed the high places.
他就除掉丘坛。
He smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah's poles.
他也毁坏柱像，砍下木偶。
He did something phenomenal. He broke. You know what he broke? He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses made.
他也做了一件大事，他打碎了摩西所造的铜蛇。
Who dared to break the bronze snake Moses made?
谁敢去打碎摩西造的铜蛇呢？
25-year-old Hezekiah.
那是25岁的西西家。
Because at that time, Israelite had been burning incense to the bronze snake.
因为在那时，以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。
So this young Hezekiah rose up and smashed that.
所以这年轻的西西家就站起来把这铜蛇打碎。
Hezekiah trusts in the Lord.
西西家信靠耶和华。
There's no one like him.Among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的。
And he held fast to the Lord.
因为他专靠耶和华。
And did not stop following him.
总不离开。
And the Lord was with him.
所以主一直与他同在。
He was successful in whatever he undertook.
无论往何处去，尽都亨通。
But he did one thing.That caused big trouble. He rebelled against the king of Assyria.
但他做了一件事，导致了很大的麻烦，就是他背叛，不肯释放亚述
王。In response to Hezekiah's rebellions, that Sennacherib attacked Judah and want to bring Judah again to his subjections.
那作为西西家的背叛，希拿基利就要起来攻击犹大，把犹大再让能够降服在他的手中。
And Sennacherib ravaged through theThe land of Judah captured all the fortified cities.
西拿基利就毁坏了整个犹大国，夺取了他的坚固城。
That's verse one.
那是第一节讲到的。
But there's something happened between verse one and verse two.
但第一节、第二节中间有一些故事。
Actually, quite some time happened between verse one and verse two.
事实上，有很长的时间在第一节和第二节之间。
It's not recorded in the book of Isaiah.
没有记载在以赛亚书当中。
Hezekiah did two things.
西西家做了两件事。
The first thing was recorded in 2 Kings chapter 18.
第一件记载在列王记下十八章。
And the second thing recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
第二件记载在历代志下三十二章。
First thing he did is he decided he needed more time.
第一件事情就是他知道他需要更多的时间。
So he needs to buy some time.
所以他需要来买一些时间。
Therefore, he said to the king of Assyria.
所以他对亚述王说
，I have done wrong.
我有罪了。
Please withdraw from me.
请你离开我。
I will pay whatever you demand of me.
凡你罚我的，我必承当。
Therefore, king of Assyria wanted gold and silver.
所以亚述王就想要金子和银子。
So.Hezekiah gave the king of Assyria 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold.
所以西西家就给亚述王银子300塔连德，金子30塔连德。
Then the king of Assyria went on to Egypt.
然后亚述王就去了埃及。
That Hezekiah bought some time.
那西西家就换取了一些时间。
Then he did the second thing.
他就做了第二件事情。
He began the preparation of defending.Jerusalem.
他就要来预备防御耶路撒冷。
He blocked off the waters that from the spring outside of Jerusalem.
他就塞住耶路撒冷城外的泉源。
He repaired all the broken walls and built towers on it.
修筑所有拆毁的城墙，高级与城楼相齐。
He made large number of weapons and shields.
他制作了许多的军器和盾牌。
More importantly, he encouraging his people with these words.
更重要的是，他用话来鼓励他的百姓。
He said, "Be strong and courageous."
你们当刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him.
不要因亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊
慌。For there is a greater power with us than with him.
因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。
With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God.
与他们同在的是肉臂，与我们同在的是耶和华我们的神。
So Hezekiah did the right thing.
西西家做了这正确的事情。
One hand, he bought some time with king of Assyria.
一方面他从亚述王手中换取一些时间。
And on the other hand, he spent a lot of time to prepare his people for the upcoming war with king.
另外一方面他花了很多的时间来预备他的百姓，好叫他们为着将要到来的征战有准备。
For king of Syria, the war with Egypt was very successful in the beginning.
对亚述王来说，与埃及的征战在一开始是非常成功的。
But the king of Ethiopia came to rescue Egypt.
但是埃塞俄比亚的王就来拯救埃及。
Having spent much time without success, that king of Assyria decided to return to Judah.
那花了很久的时间，但没有什么果效之后，亚述王就决定再回到犹大。
Then he captured a city called Lachish.
他就攻取了一城叫做拉吉。
It's from this place that he sent his commander to Jerusalem.
是从这里他差遣他的使者到耶路撒冷去。
That's verse 2.
那是第二节。
So there's a lot happening between verse 1 and verse 2.
所以在第一节第二节之间发生了很多的事情。
So the king of Assyria sent the commander called Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a large army. Then he stood by the conduit of the upper pool on the highway of the fuller's field.
所以亚述王从拉吉差遣拉伯沙基率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去，他就站在上池的水沟旁，在飘布地的大路上。
There were three officers came to meet these commanders.
那有三位官员来遇见这一位拉伯沙基。
And the chapter 36 is their conversations.
三十六章就是他们之间的对话。
Therefore, I need to ask a question to all of us.
所以我早上愿问大家一个问题。
What was the purpose of the king of Assyria?
亚述王的目的是什么？
Why did Sennacherib send Rabshakeh?
为什么西拿基利要差遣拉伯沙基来？
What this king of Syria wanted to accomplish?
这一位亚述王他所想要得到的是什么呢？
We know by readingThe scripture Judah was very, very weak.
我们读这经节就知道犹大国是非常的羸弱。
There are a number of reasons we can believe that they are so weak.
有几个让我们能够相信他们是如此的软弱。
First of all,
第一
they rely on Egypt to help them.
他们要来倚靠埃及的帮助。
And Egypt was very weak in the eye of the king of Assyria.
在亚述王的眼中，埃及是非常软弱的国家。
If Egypt was strong enough in the eye of Judah, then Judah must be weaker than Egypt.
若在犹大国的眼中，埃及比他们强大，那他们就比埃及更弱小。
And second reason, we know that Judah was very weak.
第二个原因让我们知道犹大非常弱小。
Because when Rabshakeh asked them,Do they have 2,000 riders to ride 2,000 horses? They have no response.
那就是当拉伯沙基问他们，你们有没有2,000个骑士能够来骑2,000匹马的时候，他们没有办法来回答。
There's a third reason we believe they were very weak.
第三个原因让我们能够相信他们非常弱小。
Because they asked this Rabshakeh not to say in Hebrew.
因为他们请求拉伯沙基不要用希伯来话讲
Use Aramaic
用亚兰话讲
They don't want the people on the wall to be able to listen to the word of Rabshakeh
因为他们不想让在城墙上的百姓来听到拉伯沙基的话
Because what the commander said was very threatening
因为拉伯沙基所说的话是非常的具有威胁的
Therefore we must ask this questionWhat was the purpose of the king of Assyria?
所以我们就要问 亚述王的目的到底是什么？
Did they just want to capture the Jerusalem?
他们只是愿意来攻取耶路撒冷吗？
Did they just want to take the people of Judah away from Jerusalem and resettle them somewhere else?
他们只是想要把住在耶路撒冷的犹大人带走，让他们住在另外一个地方吗？
From the word of Rabshakeh, we knew that they want to remove the people of Judah from Jerusalem and resettle them to somewhere else.
从拉伯沙基所说的话当中，我们能够看出他们想要把犹大人从耶路撒冷带离，让他们住在另外的地方。
But is that the real purpose?
但那是真正的目的吗？
If that is the real purpose, why didn't they just do it?
如果这是真正的目的的话，为什么他们不就直接这样做了呢？
Because Judah was so weak.
因为犹大是如此的弱小。
If the king of Assyria wants to take Jerusalem, they can take the Jerusalem.
如果亚述王想要攻取耶路撒冷的话，他们是能够做到的。
There's no reason they couldn't just take it.
没有任何的原因让他们去不这样做。
They can actually move the people of Judah into somewhere else.
他们可以非常容易的就把犹大人带到另外的地方。
They have conquered all the fortified cities.In the land of Judah,
他们已经攻取了犹大的一切坚固城。
And Jerusalem is the only one left.
耶路撒冷是唯一留下的。
There's no reason they couldn't take the Jerusalem.
没有什么原因让他们不能够来攻取耶路撒冷。
Why spend this much of time talking to them?
为什么花这么多的时间来向他们说这些话呢？
That's why we would uncover.That was not the real purpose of King of Assyria.
这就能够让我们发现，这不是亚述王的真正的原因。
Because they knew, the enemy knew, it's not the final answer if he take the people out of Jerusalem.
因为仇敌知道，把犹大人从耶路撒冷带离，并不是那最终的答案。
You can take Daniel out of Jerusalem.
你可以把但以理拿从耶路撒冷离开。
You can take Zerubbabel out of Jerusalem.
你可以把所罗巴伯从耶路撒冷带离。
You can take Jeremiah out of Jerusalem.
你可以把耶利米从耶路撒冷带离。
But it doesn't matter.
但这并没有什么关系。
As long as Jerusalem is still in the heart of these people.
但凡耶路撒冷仍在这些人的心中，
There one day God has a way to bring His people back to Jerusalem.
总有一天，神有办法带他的民回到耶路撒冷。
So it's not crucial.
所以这并不是最关键的。
So enemy knew this.
所以仇敌知道这一点。
So what he's trying to do?
那他想要做的是什么呢？
With the whole chapters,
整章都在讲。
Enemy is trying to take the Jerusalem away from their heart.
仇敌是要把耶路撒冷从他们心中除去。
Brothers and sisters, this is where the battle is today.
弟兄姐妹，这就是今天的战争。
You know, Jerusalem is in our heart.
你知道耶路撒冷是在我们的心里。
Jerusalem represents God's purpose.
耶路撒冷就代表了神的心意。
Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
耶路撒冷是羔羊的妻。
Jerusalem is the church.
耶路撒冷就是教会。
So Jerusalem should be in our heart.
所以耶路撒冷应该在我们的心里。
As long as Jerusalem is in our heart.
只要耶路撒冷仍在我们的心中。
It doesn't matter what the enemy is doing to us.
那仇敌向我们所做的就不关乎什么。
They can take us to anywhere.
他可以把我们带到任何的地方。
They can put us in Babylon.
他们也可以把我们放在巴比伦。
They can put us in captivity for 70 years.
他能够让我们被掳70年。
As long as Jerusalem can be found in our heart, one day God can always call us back.
只要耶路撒冷仍在我们心中，总有一天神会把我们召回来。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
if enemy...is able to remove Jerusalem from our heart.
如果仇敌能够把耶路撒冷从我们心中拿开，
then God would never be able to use us.
神就不能够来用我们。
So what is a remnant?
什么是余民呢？
A remnant is a person that Jerusalem is firmly established in his heart.
余民就是耶路撒冷永远深深地扎根在他的心中。
And it doesn't matter. You can do everything you can to this person.
无论你对这个人做什么，
you can take away his job.
你可以把他的工作拿掉。
You can take away his health.
你可以把他的健康拿掉。
You can remove him from the places he liked to be.
你可以把他带离他喜欢到的地方。
As long as Jerusalem is in his heart,
只要耶路撒冷仍在他的心中。
One day God can use this person to return to Jerusalem.
总有一天神能够用这个人把他带回到耶路撒冷。
So brother and sister, the battle is for the Jerusalem in our heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，这战争是为着我们心中的耶路撒冷。
Rabshakeh is doing everything he can to remove the Jerusalem from the heart of the Judean.
拉伯沙基要尽他一切所能的把耶路撒冷从犹太人的心中挪去。
And now what the enemy is trying to do today?
这就是今天仇敌仍然想要做的。
The battle is in our heart.
这征战在我们的心中。
The battle is Jerusalem in our heart.
这征战是为着我们心中的耶路撒冷。
Enemy want to remove the Jerusalem from our heart.
仇敌要从我们心中除掉耶路撒冷。
But the prophet Hezekiah want to establish Jerusalem in our heart.
但是神要建立我们心中的耶路撒冷。
So this is the battle for Jerusalem.
这就是为着耶路撒冷的征战。
We need to be aware of what's happening in the spiritual realm.
我们应该知道在属灵的国里所发生的是什么。
Everything else is secondary.
其他的都是次要的。
Whether Jerusalem is still in our heart is primary.
耶路撒冷是否还在我们的心中是那最主要的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
Is Jerusalem still in our heart today?
耶路撒冷今天是否还在我们的心中呢？
Has the enemy was able to remove Jerusalem from our heart?
仇敌是否已经把耶路撒冷从我们心中挪去了呢？
This morning we want to learn what enemy was trying to do.
所以早上我们愿意来一同看仇敌到底要做什么。
In our daily living.
在我们每一天的生活当中。
You know,Rabshakeh was talking to us every day.
每一天拉伯沙基都在跟我们说话。
But do we realize this is the voice of Rabshakeh?
但我们有没有意识到这是从拉伯沙基来的声
音呢？ Do we realize there is a voice from Hezekiah?
我们有没有听到从西西家那里还有一句话呢？
Every single day, you and I heard two voices.
每一天我们都听到两种声音。
One from Hezekiah.
一种是从拉伯沙，一种是从西西家来的。
One from Rabshakeh.
一种是从拉伯沙基来的。
We have to be real. We have to be aware of that.
我们要意识到这一点。
Therefore, this morning we want to share with you on three different aspects how the Rabshakeh was trying to remove Jerusalem from our heart.
所以早上我愿意大家一同来分享仇敌或拉伯沙基有怎样的三种方法想要从把耶路撒冷从我们心中挪去。
Rabshakeh want all of us to focus.On ourselves.
拉伯沙基愿意我们每一个人都注意我们自己。
As long as we focus on ourselves,
只要我们注意自己
he can remove the Jerusalem from our heart.
他就能够把耶路撒冷从我们心中挪去。
So he reminded the people of Judah their failures.
他就提醒犹大人他们的失败。
How you foolishly rely on Egypt.
你们是如何愚蠢的来倚靠埃及
？How that Egypt can turn into a crushed reed？
埃及如何能够成为那苇杖
？When you lean on this crushed reed, and your hands will be pierced。
如果你来倚靠这苇杖，你的手就要被刺透。
Brother and sister, Egypt is a crushed reed。
弟兄姐妹，埃及不过是一个坏掉的苇杖。
And all of us are tempted, on a daily basis to go to Egypt for help。
但我们每一天都被引诱要去埃及寻求帮助。
And then, and you realize if you have experience, if you've been to Egypt, you will know that the Egypt is a crushed reed.
如果你有经历，你就会意识到，当你去埃及的时候，它不过是压伤的苇杖。
Those came back from Egypt have their hands pierced by the reed.
那些从埃及来的，他们手已经被苇杖刺透。
But Rabshakeh wanted them to focus on themselves.
但拉伯沙基要他们注意自己。
Look at your past failures.
看看你过去的失败。
Look at how foolish you have been.
看看你有多么的愚拙。
If we continue to focus on our past failures,
如果我们只是单单注意我们过去的失败
，we will have no time to focus on what the Lord wants to accomplish on us.
我们就没有办法来注意神要在我们身上所成就的。
Rabshakeh reminds them their failure in worshiping idol in high places.
拉伯沙基也提醒他们曾经在秋坛上来敬拜偶像。
Although the Hezekiah has removed the high places,
虽然西西家已经除掉了秋坛。
But Rabshakeh continue want to remind them, see how sinful you were by worshiping in the high places.
但拉波沙基要提醒他们说，让你们看你们是何等的有罪，因为你们在秋坛敬拜偶像。
Nobody can be blameless.
没有一个人是是无可指责的。
However, we're all under the blood of the Lamb.
然而我们都在羔羊的宝血之下。
Therefore, we will not allow Rabshakeh to continue to condemn us.
所以我们不会让拉伯沙基持续的来定罪我们。
We need to claim the blood of the Lamb.
我们要来寻求羔羊的宝血。
And Rabshakeh point out their weakness.
拉伯沙基指向他们的软弱。
No, you cannot find 2,000 riders.
你们甚至不能找到2000个骑士。
I can give you 2,000 horses. You cannot find 2,000 horsemen.
我可以给你2000匹马，你甚至都不能找到2000个骑士。
Rabshakeh is talking to us like that.
拉伯沙基就像这样来对我们说话。
Every time we want to serve, Rabshakeh is whispering in our voice, How can you do this?
每一次当我们想要服侍的时候，拉伯沙基就在我们的耳旁耳语，你怎么能够，你是如何能够这样做呢？
Just like the Philip, a disciple of Philip said, where can I find 200 denarii?
就好像那个门徒菲利一样，他就说，我上哪找二十两银子呢？
Brother and sister,That's the voice of Rabshakeh.
弟兄姐妹，这是从拉伯沙基来的声音。
How weak you are!
你是如何的软弱？
The 5,000 hungry people.
有5000个人在这里饥饿。
How can you find 200 denarii to feed them?
你如何能够找到20两银子来喂他们呢？
Even you have 200 denarii, they can only eat a little bit.
就算你能够找到20两银子，也不过让每个人吃一点点而已。
Brother and sister, that's not the way we supposed to serve.
弟兄姐妹，这不是我们要来侍奉的原则。
If we look at ourselves,
如果我们看向自己，
we know we don't have 200 denarii.
我们知道我们没有二十两银子。
But if we can just give ourselves to the Lord,
但如果我们把自己交给主，
even we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish,
即便我们只有五饼二鱼，
and Jesus can do everything that he wants to accomplish.
但耶稣能做一切他所要成就的。
Brother and sister, we hear the voice of Rabshakeh all the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们一直都能听到拉伯沙基的声音。
He was continuing to tell us, "You cannot do this."
他要不断的告诉我们，你不能够这样做。
You cannot feed the 5,000.
你没有办法来喂养这五千人。
You cannot deal with the many issues and challenges, in the assembly.
你也没有办法来应对在教会当中各样的问题。
Are we hearing the voice of Rabshakeh?
我们是否听到了拉伯沙基的声音呢
？Or we hear also the voice of
还是我们也能够听到西西家的声音呢？
We have power that's not within us.
我们有的能力不在乎我们。
There is a much higher power that's behind us.
在我们背后有更大的能力。
Rabshakeh said, It was the Lord who punished Judah.
拉伯沙基对他们说，是神来惩罚你们。
Yes, in some degree that was true.
是的，对一部分，在一定程度上，这是正确的。
The king of Assyria is the tool in God's hand.
亚述王是神手中的器皿。
But this tool is not used by the Lord to destroy Judah.
但神不是要用这器皿来毁坏犹大。
God used king of Assyria to discipline Judah.
神是要用犹大是亚述王来管教犹大。
For their benefits.
是为着他们的好处。
So brothers and sisters, we must realize the voice of Rabshakeh on a daily basis.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一天都应该能够来意识到拉伯沙基的声音。
If you have a desire to read the words.
如果你有心愿要来读神的话，
Rabshakeh will tell you, you have tried many times before.
拉伯沙基就要告诉你，你之前已经尝试很多次了。
You're not going to succeed this time.
这一次你也不会成功的。
So you might as well give up right now.
所以你现在就放弃吧。
Maybe you want to start serving the Lord.
也许你想要起来服侍主。
Maybe you want to serve a brother and sister.
也许你想要服侍一个弟兄姐妹。
Then Rabshakeh will tell you.
那拉伯沙基就要告诉你
Look at your own problem at your home.
看看你自己家里的问题吧
No, you have not addressed your own problem in your house.
你连自己家里的问题都还没解决呢
Brother and sister, if we want to address the problem in our house before we serve in assembly, we will never be able to serve.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们总是先要来解决自己的家里的问题，再去服侍神的教会的话，我们永远不会开始服侍。
That's the voice of Rabshakeh.
这是从拉伯沙基来的声音。
Always want us to focus on my problem.
总是要我们定睛在自己的问题上。
Everyone has some degree of problems.
每一个人都有一定的问题。
But we cannot focus on our problems.
但我们不能够单单注意自己的问题。
And Rabshakeh wanted every one of us to spend hundreds of our time to focus on my problem.
拉伯沙基要我们把自己所有的时间都来留意我们自己的问题。
If every one of us is listening to the voice of Rabshakeh, then the Jerusalem will be removed from our heart.
若我们每一个人都注意拉伯沙基的声音，耶路撒冷就要从我们的心中被挪去。
We have to be aware. We must be aware when Rabshakeh is talking to us.
当拉伯沙基向我们说话的时候，我们一定要意识到。
So that we can reject that voice from Rabshakeh.
好，叫我们能够来拒绝从拉伯沙基来的声音。
And Rabshakeh said, "Do not listen to Hezekiah."
拉伯沙基告诉他们不要听西西家说的话。
But then we need to be aware, do not listen to Rabshakeh.
但我们要意识到不要听拉伯沙基的话。
This is the first way.
这是第一个方法。
This is the first method.
这是第一种方法。
Secondly,
第二
Rabshakeh want all of us to make peace with the world.
拉伯沙基要我们每一个人与世界和好。
To make peace with the king of Assyria.
要与亚述王和好。
And our Mandarin translation translates make peace to surrender.
那中文就讲到与世界和好就是出来投降。
Making peace with the world is surrendering to the world.
与世界和好就是向世界投降。
Brothers and sisters, there are only two choices in front of us.
弟兄姐妹，在我们面前只有两种选择。
We can either make peace with the world, or we can make peace with the Lord.
我们或与世界和好，或与主和好。
We can either surrender to the world, or we surrender to the Lord.
我们或向世界投降，或我们降服于主。
There is no third choice.
没有第三个选择。
If we make peace with the world,
若我们与世界和好
then we will surrender ourselves to the world.
我们就把自己降服在世界的管制下
If we make peace with the Lord,
若我们与主和好
we surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们把自己就降服于主
and rely Him to deliver us out of the hands of the king of Assyria.
就依靠他能够从把我们从亚述王的手中拯救出来
When we surrender ourselves to the Lord.
当我们把自己降服在主的手中
Then the Jerusalem will be firmly established in our heart.
耶路撒冷就要牢牢地被建立在我们的心中
The zeal of the Lord become the zeal in our heart.
向着主的火热就成为我们心中的火热
And Rabshakeh absolutely hated this.
拉伯沙基非常的讨厌这一点
Therefore, Rabshakeh told them not to listen to Hezekiah.
所以拉伯沙基告诉他们不要听西西家。
You know, Hezekiah was the messenger, for the Lord.
西西家是神的使者。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
You know, sometimes there was a message being spoken.
有的时候我们听到一些信息。
And Rabshakeh will whisper in our ears.
拉伯沙基就要来在我们耳旁耳语。
This is not possible.
这是不可能的。
You tried that.
你已经尝试过了。
It will not work.
不会有效果的。
It's not realistic.
这不是很实际。
High in the sky.
那这高高在上。
It's not practical.
一点都不实际。
This is the voice of Rabshakeh.
这是从拉伯沙基来的声音。
He was doing that to all of us.
他对我们每一个人都这样说。
Do not listen to the voice of Rabshakeh.
不要听拉伯沙基的声音。
It is possible.
那是可能的。
而 Rabshakeh urged Judean to make peace with the king of Assyria.
拉伯沙基要催促你与世界和好。
If you make peace with the king.
但若你与亚述王和好
，then you can eat fruit from your own vine, fig tree, and drink water from your own cistern.
你就可以吃自己的葡萄树和无花果树，喝自己井里的水。
Until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards.
等我来领你们到一个地方与你们本地一样，就是有五谷和新酒之地，有粮食和葡萄园之地。
So Judean had two choices.
所以犹大人有两种选择，
Listen to Hezekiah or listen to Rabshakeh.
或听西西家，或听拉伯沙基。
If we listen to Rabshakeh, the purpose of the Lord will not be found in us anymore.
若我们来听拉伯沙基所说的，神的旨意在我们里面就再也没有找到的地可能。
The purpose of the king of Assyria becomes our purpose.
亚述王的目的就成为我们的目的。
So what are the differences between those who listen to Hezekiah and those who listen to Rabshakeh?
那在那些听拉伯沙基的话的人和听西西家话的人之间，他们有什么不同呢？
Those who listen to Rabshakeh have a deep love for the grand and new wine.
那些愿听拉伯沙基所说的人，他们心中有深深对着五谷和新酒的爱。
Brother and sister, we all need grand and new wine.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要五谷和新酒。
There's no dispute that if we live on this earth, we will need grand and new wine.
没有任何的疑虑，我们在地上生活，我们确实需要五谷和新酒。
But how the people of the Lord get the grain and new wine?
但神的百姓要如何来得到五谷和新酒呢？
There is a way.
是有一条道路。
There is a way in Matthew chapter 6.
在马太福音六章讲到了这样一条道路。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And all these things will be added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们。
This is how we get grain and new wine.
这就是我们得以来获得五谷和新酒的方法。
We gain grain and new wine by seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
If we put the grain and new wine before his kingdom and righteousness, we'll listen to Rabshakeh.
若我们把五谷和新酒摆在神的国和神的义之前的话，我们就要去听拉伯沙基的声音。
Who do we seek first?
我们先来寻求谁？
Now, how do we make decisions in our life?
在生活当中，我们如何来做决定呢？
We make many decisions in our life.
在我们生活当中要做很多很多的决定。
Some of the decisions we regret after we made it.
有一些决定我们刚做完我们就后悔了。
If we can just think about the decision we made this year,
如果我们单单来想一想过去这一年我们所做的决定。
We need to think about when we made that decision, did we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness?
我们要来思想，当我们如此做决定时，我们是否先来求他的国和他的义。
If we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you.
若我们先来求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
If we do not seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, we will end up with a hand that was pierced by the crushed reed of Egypt.
若我们没有先求他的国和他的义，我们的手就要被那压伤的芦苇埃及所刺透。
How many of us have a hand that was pierced by the crushed reed of Egypt?
我们有多少人的手被埃及这压伤的苇杖所刺透呢？
If we listen to Rabshakeh,
若我们听拉伯沙基，
In the end, we'll be left with a pierced hand.
到头来我们所留下的不过是那被刺透的手。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
This is the second way that enemy want to take Jerusalem out of our hearts.
这是第二条方法，仇敌想要把耶路撒冷从我们心中挪去。
Want us to make peace with the world.
让我们与世界和好。
Want us to surrender to the grand and new wine.
要让我们向着五谷和新酒降服。
Want us to pursue the grand and new one more than anything else.
要让我们来追求五谷和新酒胜过其他。
Want us to put the grand and new one ahead of his kingdom and his righteousness.
也让我们把五谷和新酒摆在神的国和神的义的前面。
The moment we change that order,
只要我们改变这顺序的一刻
The moment we don't seek first his kingdom and his righteousness
那一刻我们没有先来寻求他的国和他的义
Jerusalem is removed from our hearts
耶路撒冷就从我们的心中挪去
That's what Rabshakeh wants to accomplish
那就是拉伯沙迪所想要做的
He wants to remove Jerusalem from those Judeans
他想要把耶路撒冷从那些犹太人的心中挪去
He tempts them with grain and the new wine
他用五谷和新酒来引诱他们
vineyards,
有葡萄园
so that these people would put those things ahead of his kingdom and his righteousness
让这些人把这些五谷和新酒摆在神的国和神的义的前边
Brother and sister, this is as practical as we can be
弟兄姐妹我们只能讲这么实际了
This is happening every day in our life
每一天都是如此
And there is a constant debate between Rabshakeh and Hezekiah
在我们的生活当中总有这样一个辩论就是拉伯沙基和西西加
Every time we want to make a decision
每一次当我们想做一个选择的时候
Then we face these two voices
我们就听到这两种声音
There's Rabshakeh's voice There's Hezekiah's voice
有拉伯沙基的声音和西西加的声音
So who do we listen to?
我们要听谁的声音呢
So this is happening every day.
每一天这都在发生。
Every decision that you are making.
我们所做的每一个决定。
If your kids have a great opportunity to go to a particular event, but that event happened to be on Sunday.
如果你的小孩他有一个机会去一个特别的事件，但这个是在周天。
Then you have a decision to make.
那你就要来做一个决定。
Do I send my kid to this event, or do I bring my kid to Sunday worship?
那你是要把你的孩子送去那个特别的事情，还是要带你的孩子来主日的聚会呢
？Then there will be two voices.
有两个声音。
There will be a voice from Rabshakeh.
有从拉伯沙基来的声音。
There will be a voice from Hezekiah.
也有从西西家来的声音。
Who do you listen to?
你要听谁的话呢
？Maybe the Lord burden you to commit a time for Bible study.
也许神感动你要分别一段的时间来读经。
But there's just too much else going on.
但就其他太多的事情一起发生。
As you think through this in making that decisions.Then you will heard. You will hear two voices again.
当你来做这决定的时候，你又会听到这两种声音。
One, Hezekiah, we encourage you to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
一个声音从西西家来，要来鼓励你先来寻求他的国和他的义。
And Rabshakeh said, "Make peace with me."
拉伯沙基就要说与我和好。
I will give you grain and new wines and vineyards.
我要给你五谷、新酒和葡萄园。
Who do you listen to?
你要听谁的呢
？Maybe God is encouraged to come yourself in prayers.
也许神鼓励你要来到祷告聚会。
But it's been difficult.
但非常的困难。
It's very difficult.
是非常的困难。
But you will hear two voices again.
你又会听到两个声音。
Who do you listen to?
你要听谁的声音呢
？That is the battle going on today.
这就是今天所在进行的征战。
It's the battle for the Jerusalem in our heart.
是为着我们心中的耶路撒冷的征战。
We pray that every time we'll face this decision, whether we make peace with the world or we make peace with the Lord, we'll listen to Hezekiah.
我们祷告，当每一次我们面对这样的选择，是与世界和好，还是与主和好的时候，我们能够来听西西家的声音。
Then there's a third method.
还有第三个方法。
The third method that the enemy uses is prevent God from having the first place in everything.
第三件就是仇敌要阻挡神能够在凡事当中来居首位。
And the Hezekiah told.Judy and the Lord alone could deliver them, and there were no other gods.
那他们就告诉说，唯有主。西西家告诉他们，唯有主能够来拯救你们，没有其他的神。
That was why Hezekiah removed the high places.
那就是为什么西西家要除去丘坛。
But Rabshakeh's message was completely different.
但拉伯沙基的话却是完全不同。
Rabshakeh was saying that your God Jehovah was no different from any other gods.
他就告诉他们，你们的神耶和华与其他的神没有什么不同。
If other gods of the nations could not deliver their lands from the hand of the king of Assyria, then how then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from the hand of the king of Assyria?
若其他国的神不能够把他们从亚述王的手中拯救出来，为什么你们的神耶和华能够拯救你们脱离亚述王的手呢？
So Rabshakeh plays the Lord Jehovah at the same level as any other gods.
所以拉伯沙基把神耶和华与其他别神放在同样的等级上。
Rabshakeh was preventing the Jehovah taking that first place among those idols.
拉伯沙基就要阻挡神在其他众偶像当中得那最高的地位。
Therefore, that was the same scheme today.
所以今天也是同样的轨迹。
Rabshakeh would prevent the Jesus taking that first place in our life.
拉伯沙基要阻挡耶稣在我们的生活当中居首位。
That was the story of that time.
那就是那时的故事。
And this is story for our time.
这也是我们今天的故事。
This is burden in the heart of prophet Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚心中的负担。
He said, an ox knows his owner.
他说牛认识主人。
No, an ox is animal.
牛不过是个动物。
But an ox knows his owner.
但牛却认识他的主人。
The ox knows who is first.
牛知道谁是那在前面的。
A donkey knows his master's mangers.
驴认识主人的槽。
A donkey is an animal.
驴不过是动物。
But an animal knows who is first.
但驴却 但这动物却知道谁是居首的。
If an ox and a donkey know who is first,
如果连牛和驴都知道谁是那居首位的，
How can God's people do not understand?
以色列的人却为何不认识呢？
And how was deep in Isaiah's heart?
这就是深深在以赛亚心中的事。
How can God's people do not recognize that the Lord should be in the first place?
为什么以色列人不知道耶和华应当居首位呢？
Yeah, they offer sacrifice.
是的，他们仍在那里献祭。
They observe festival.
他们也在那里守节期。
But the Lord Jehovah did not have the first place in everything.
但主耶和华没有在凡事中居首位。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, is the Lord taking that first place in our life today?
因此弟兄姐妹，今天主是否在我们的心中来居首位呢？
If the Lord take that first place in our life,
若主在我们的生活当中是居首位的，
then Jerusalem is established firmly in our heart.
那耶路撒冷就要在我们的心中来牢牢地被建立。
If the Lord does not have the first place in everything in our life,
若主不是在我们的生活当中凡事都居首位，
the enemy can come and remove Jerusalem from our heart.
那仇敌就能够来把我们的心中从我们的心中把耶路撒冷挪去。
So how do we face the challenge from Rabshakeh?
那我们如何来面对从拉伯沙基来的挑战呢？
We found something very interesting.
我们看到非常有趣的事。
They were silent.
他们静默无声。
They answered him not a word.
他们不回答他。
For the king's commandment was, do not answer him.
因为王吩咐说不要回答他。
Do you think that is easy?
你觉得这很容易吗？
How many of you think that's easy? Do not answerRabshakeh.
你们觉着不要回答他这件事情容易吗？
It's very difficult, actually.
事实上是非常困难的。
I received an email last Friday.
上个周五我收到了一封 email.
From one of the colleagues I worked with 30 years ago.
那是从三十年前我的一个同事那里寄来的。
And there's attachment, there's a photo in that email.
那在那个 email, 邮件的有一个图片就粘贴在上面。
It was a group photo that when we both in the same project, and then we took almost 30 years ago.
那就是三十年前我们仍在一个小组工作在同一个项目时照的一张照片。
We have a custom that every time one person leaves Shell, for one reason or another, someone will send that group photo around.
那我们有一个习俗，就是每当有人离开我所在的公司，那他就会把那个小组的照片来分享。
So that photo, I can count about 30 to 35 people.
在那个照片上，我能数大概30到35个人。
And last Friday, we can count 4 still remain in the company.
那在上个周五，我们还只有四个人仍在这个公司。
Some of them already left company long time ago.
有一些人很久之前就离开公司了。
And some of them lost their position during various layoff periods.
那有一些人就在不同的离职的期间就被公司开除。
And some of them even have passed away.
有一些人已经去世。
So it's always a time to reflect what happened. This past 30 years.
所以那就是能够让我来回想这过去的30年发生了什么。
No, it was not an easy time.
那不是一个很容易的时候。
I think anyone that work in the oil gas industry, you know what I mean.
我想每一个工作在油气行业的都知道我所说的是什么。
You know, last 30 years is not fun.
过去的三十年，并不是很好。
I don't know how many layoffs I have experienced.
我不知道我经历了几次的这种开除。
The last one occurred this summer.
裁员那上一次就发生在上个夏天。
No, this past summer.
过去的夏天。
Yeah. So I don't know how many times I went through that.
我不知道我经历了几次。
But as I reflect on this, there's something remarkable.
当我来思想这件事情的时候，有一件事非常的奇妙。
I have never updated my resume for the last 3 years.
在过去三十年间，我从来没有更新过我的简历。
It's remarkable.
这是非常奇妙的。
There are so many uncertainty, so much happening, but I have not updated my resume for 30 years.
有这么多的不确定，有这么多的事情发生，但过去三十年我从来没有更新过我的简历。
My resume was dated 1984.
我的简历的日期是1994年。
1984年。That was the resume I used to join my current company.
那是我使用那份简历来加入我现在的公司。
For some reason.I have never updated my resume.
因为一些原因，我从来没有更新过我的简历。
I guess I didn't listen to Rabshakeh.
我想，也许我没有来听拉伯沙基所说的。
If I listened to Rabshakeh, I should have 10 versions since that time.
如果我来听拉伯沙基的话的话，我可能已经有了10份不同的简历。
Maybe every 2 or 3 years, I will have an updated resume.
也许每2-3年我就要来更新一次简历。
Maybe I need to work on another one.
也许我可能又要再做一份。
But for some reason, the Lord have never, you know, kind of allow me to update my CVs.
但因着一些原因，神没有让我来更新我的简历。
Do not answer him.
不要回答他。
There is no need to answer him.
不需要来回答
他。Our problem is that we answer every time when Rabshakeh talk.
我们的问题是，每当拉伯沙基来说的时候，我们就要回答他。
Rabshakeh said, "Well, there may be a danger two years from now. We start writing resume."
那也许拉伯沙基告诉你，可能现在你很危险了，那你就要重新来更新你的简历。
Rabshakeh said, "Well, no, there's uncertainty in the industry. Maybe 20 years from now, there may be no oil and gas industry anymore."
也许拉伯沙基告诉你，也许20年之后就不再有这种油气工程了。
Then we start doing all kinds of things.
那我们就要开始做各种各样的事。
Do not answer to Rabshakeh.
不要来尝试回答拉伯沙基。
Listen to Hezekiah.
听西西家的话。
And also, not only they didn't answer him, they came to Hezekiah.
不仅他们没有回答拉伯沙基，他们来到西西家前。
They came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn.
他们撕裂衣服来到西西家那里。
That means they repented before the Lord.
那就是讲到他们在主的面前悔改。
They recognized what Rabshakeh said was true.
他们认识到拉伯沙迪所说的是对的。
They recognized they had taken Egypt as their refuge and shelters.
他们意识到他们是把埃及当作他们的保障。
They confess they have made peace to the world.
他们承认他们是与世界和好。
They acknowledge they did not give the Lord Jehovah the first place in everything.
他们也认出他们没有在凡事上让耶和华居首位。
But they did not answer to Rabshakeh.
但他们却没有回答拉伯沙基。
They came to Hezekiah with clothes torn.
他们撕裂衣服来到西西家那里。
This is the way to deal to address Rabshakeh.
这就是来对付拉伯沙基的方法。
We must know the battles.
我们要知道这征战。
This is the battle for Jerusalem in our hearts.
这是为着我们心中耶路撒冷的征战。
The intent of Rabshakeh was to remove Jerusalem from our spirit.
拉伯沙基的目的是从我们的灵中把耶路撒冷取掉。
Don't fall on the scheme of Rabshakeh.
不要落在拉伯沙基的诡计里。
Do not focus.100% of my time on my problems.
不要把你全部的精力都集中在自己的时间、自己的问题上。
Every one of us can invest 100% of my time on my own problems.
我们每一个人都能够把自己100%的时间注意在我们自己的问题上。
Not only that, we can actually consume.Other people's 100% of their time on my problems.
我们也能够让别人所有的时间都来集中在我们自己的问题上。
But that is not the way.
但这不是那方法。
The way of the Lord is different.
神的道路是不同的。
The way of the Lord is not to focus on my problems.
主的道路是不要来定睛在我们自己的问题上。
As we start focus on other people's problems,And our problem will be taken care.
当我们来注意别人的问题时，我们自己的问题就会被主来解决。
That's the way of the Lord.
这是主的道路。
If we start praying for others more,
如果我们开始更多的为着其他人来祷告
，if we can take care of other people's issue more,
如果我们能够更多的来去关心别人的问题
，if we can pray for the work of the Lord,
如果我们能够为着神的工作来祷告
，you will someday realize that your problem disappear.
有一天我们会意识到我们的问题就不见了。
Rabshakeh tempts us every day to make peace to the world.
拉伯沙基每一天都引诱我们要与世界和好。
Now, if you just surrender to the world,
若你降服于世界的话
then everything you want, you'll be getting.
那每一件事情你都会
得着。And he doesn't want us to put Christ in the first place.
他不愿我们把基督耶稣放在首位。
He always wants us to put something else in front of our Lord Jesus.
他总是要我们把其他的事情摆在主之前。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, let's be aware of enemy schemes.
弟兄姐妹，早上让我们能够来明白仇敌的诡计。
That's the distinguish between the voice of Hezekiah and the voice of Rabshakeh.
让我们能够来分别拉伯沙基和西西家声音的不同。
By listening to Hezekiah,
让我们能够来听西西家的话。
The Lord will establish Jerusalem firmly in our hearts.
好叫主能够让耶路撒冷牢牢地扎根在我们心里。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿主鼓励我们每一个人。
And that He can use us.
好叫他能够使用我们
Just like he can use Hezekiah when he was 25 years old.
好像他能够在西西家25岁的时候就能使用他一样
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告
Father, we thank you this morning.
父早上我们感谢你
That all of us will have tremendous privilege to gather in simplicity.
让我们有何等大的特权能够在简单的里面一同聚集。
We pray this morning you allow us to come together in truth and reality.
我早上祷告愿你能够带我们进入到真实和真理当中。
Also, we also pray that you can open and this history and allow us to enter in.
也愿您把这一段历史解开，让我们能够来进入。
Enable us to see the battle that we are all in.
让我们看到我们所在的这征战。
Allow us to see the enemies and his schemes.
也让我们能够来认出仇敌的诡计。
Therefore, we can tell the differences between these two voices.
好叫我们能够分别这两种声音的不同。
Help us to choose.
让帮助我们来做选择。
Let's choose Hezekiah.
来选择西西家。
Let's listen to the voice of the Lord.
让我们一同来听主的声音。
You will guide us in our daily life.
你在我们每一天的生活当中都要带领我们。
Let us pay more attention to other brothers and sisters.
让我们更来关心其他的弟兄姐妹。
Let's not surrender ourselves to the world.
让我们不要把自己降服在世界的手下。
Let's place our Lord Jesus.In first place in everything.
让我们在凡事上都让耶稣来居首位。
I pray that you establish Jerusalem firmly in our hearts.
我祷告你在我们每一个人的心中都来牢牢地坚固耶路撒冷。
So we'll win this battle.
好叫我们能够在这征战当中得
胜。Not because of us.
不是因着我们。
But because of you.
但是因着你。
We pray for everyone here.
我们为着在座的每一位祷告。
May you use all of us.
愿你使用我们所有的人。
To recover your testimony.
能够来恢复您的见证。
Especially pray for younger saints.
也特别为着年轻的圣徒们。
So that they can rise up.
好叫他们能够来起来。
And follow you.
能够跟随你。
And have that zeal for your house.
能够为着你的家心里火热。
May each of them have the same zeal for the house as you are.
愿每一个年轻人的心中都如你的心中一样，向着你的家有火热。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen. Amen.